Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. In order to get to Matan Torah, we have to travel. And this expression, of course, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, which is a medrash, Derech Eretz implies Midos Tovos. Some Rishonim say it means a Parnasa. But the source of that clearly comes from the Torah, Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Bnei Yisrael literally had to travel a Derech Eretz in order to come to Matan Torah. It was a Derech Eretz, literally. They traveled in the Midbar. They traveled through the desert. And that was very important in order to come to Matan Torah. The fact that Pesach and Shavuos are linked together by the Yemei HaOmer, the days of Omer, implies that there's a very strong kesher between the two of them. The Pesach isn't separate from Shavuos, and Shavuos is not separate to Pesach. That there's a mabat echad, there's one perspective that when we zero in on the nekuda, which will allow us to open up a derech avoda on this derech eretz, which is kadma l'Torah. One of the things we have to ask ourselves, Leil Pesach, Zman Chirisinu, Chazal tell us that this idea of Zman Chirisinu is the beginning of the process of Chirus. Isaiah says that Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the Torah 50 times, connected to 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, telling us that every day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I should say every day of the Sfira, is another level of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's another aspect of Chirus, which brings us to the giving of Torah, of which Chazal say, Chorus al haluchos. The word chorus means that it was etched on the luchos. Al tikre chorus el chayrus. The real chayrus is by Kabbalah HaTorah. Every day from Pesach to Shavuos through Sfiras HaOmer is a nacha chayrus. A nacha chayrus until we're zeichet to the ultimate chayrus, which is chayrus b'malach hamavis. Paskazu hamasan. The Bnei Yisrael reached the Madrigan on Har Sinai. The Gemara tells us that they were free from Misa itself. So let's try to understand this journey a little bit in Mitz Hashem. Trying to find a mahalich, a nekuda toiva, while we're still doing these days of Omer, to best prepare us for that zman of Kabbalah Sator. We sit by the Seder with Arba Banim. And of these Arba Banim, I don't know about you, but when I sit at the Seder, or even preparing for the Seder, I ask myself, who is the greatest of the Arba Banim? Out of these four children, not that a father should have favorites, every child is unique and different, but of the four, who is the Gadol Shebehem? And right away we disqualified the Ben Rasha. And then we look at the Ben Sheni Yodei Elishol and we realize that he doesn't know how to say anything, but there's a deeper meaning. He seems a little mysterious. Maybe there's something to him which we don't really know yet. And after counting out these two, we come to the Ben Chacham and the Ben Tam. And we ask ourselves, between these midas of Chacham and Tmimas, which one is really the Iker, which one is the Tafel? We have a hint. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that these Arba Banim correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Esav. This is the Jewish family tree. These are the roots of our trees. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Boicher Bi Yaakov, Ki Bi Yitzchak Yikara Dachazara, Bi Yitzchak, Velo B'chol Yitzchak. Esav is disqualified, but nonetheless, Esav comes to the Seder too. The Gemara tells us that in that same sugya in Avodah Zarah, that in the times of Mashiach, that all the different nations of the world will come for their schar from Hashem Yisbarach, and Esav, the Edomim, will come, you know, dressed up. That's what Esav does. Of these four, we know of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and Esav that although we can't even be Mashiach at all, the godless, the greatness of the Avos HaKadoshim, if not for Chazal telling us, we would never know who of the three of the Avos HaKadoshim is the Rosh Shebekulam. Chazal tell us, Ki Yaakov Bochar Laika, Yisrael Uskulasai, that Hashem chose Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov is the Bechir Shebaavos. And again, it doesn't put down Avraham Yitzchak in any way. They strived towards bringing this neshama of Yaakov into the world. There couldn't have been a Yaakov without Avraham's midah of chesed and without Yitzchak's midah of gvura. That they combined together this union, this blend between the midahs of chesed and gvura produced this tmimus, this shlemus, Yaakov shlimta, the Zohar calls him. The perfection of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is a Bechir Sheba Avos. Right away, that tips us off to the fact that of the Arba Banim, who is the Bechir? Who is the chosen one? The Torah uses very few words to describe the Shevach of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Ish Tam Yoishev Oyalim. The Yaakov is the chosen one. That of all the things the Torah could have said about Yaakov Avinu, it's called an ishtam. And of all the things the Torah could have called, noyach ha-tzadik, it was called tzadik tamim haya b'doroisav. The Medrash tells us that noyach is one of the tzadik yisod olams. That although he didn't make it big, potentially he was very great. He started off as a tzadik tamim. And then later on, Hashem says to him, Ki re'isi, that I saw that you are the tzaddik lefanai medor hazeh, that he lost that Torah called Tmimus. And from there, it was just downhill even more for Noach in the end, Vayocha Noach Ish Hadama. He's called the man of the soil. That Hashem had big hopes for him when he was a tzaddik tamim. He hoped that he would be able to prevent the Mabul being a tamim. And when already the Mabul, he wouldn't succeed in that, and it was only going to be spared due to a teva. Hashem says, you're only a tzaddik. Had you been a tamim, you could have saved the generation. But this is the nekudah of Yaakov. This is Yaakov, the ishtam, corresponding to the bentam. And it's with this tmimus that we leave Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tanan Dvelio tells us in Perek Yud Zayin on the pasuk of Ba'atara she'itra lo ima b'yom chasvi nasai, that Shlomo was crowned by his mother on the day of his chasna. So says Eliyahu Hanavi, Kishiyosu mimitzrayim lamidbar al charara achas yatsu. The Jewish people left Mitzrayim with one charara, one cookie, one matzah. V'lo hirhuru achar d'rachas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they did not question the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'lo amru shum davar, they didn't say a word. Ela hayu tamimei derech. The Jewish people were tmimei derech. This is a borrowed lashon from David HaMelech in Tehillim, in Tamni Apia, Kapitel Kuf Yates. The David HaMelech begins all of the Chof Beis Osiyos HaTorah with the letter Aleph, Ashrei tmimei derech. Haholchim b'sarias Hashem. This is the journey to Matan Torah, that those who are holchim v'sayras Hashem, that they're walking towards Kabbalah Satayra. David says about that, Ashrei tamimei derech. It's a reference to Sfiras HaOmer. That this derech eretz kadma l'Torah, this baderech b'tzeischa m'mitzrayim, this journey, this derech, it's called the tamimei derech, according to Tana Dvei Eliyahu. That it's a derech of tamimus. These are days of tmimus. The Torah tells us, b'peh mole, we say it, if you say the Lishem Yichud before saying Sfiras HaOmer, it's printed in all the Sidurim. I think it's the only Lishem Yichud in the entire art scroll Ashkenaz Siddur. It's a pasuk in Torah. Vesfartem lachem b'macharas haShabbos. Sheva Shabbosais Tmimos Tihiyana. Tmimos Tihiyana. To be a tam. That the words Tmimos Tihiyana are not just going back on the Sheva Shabbosais. It's saying Vesfartem lachem Sheva Shabbosais. If you'll count 7 weeks, Tmimos Tihiyana, you will be a tam. Be zeichet to the mid of tmimus. This is the tmimei derech that Eliyahu is describing from Pesach to Shavuos. And as Chazal tell us in the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, Vayihiyu Chayisara Meya Shana Ve'Esrim Shana Ve'Sheva Shanim Shnei Chayisara. The Medrash says, in its eulogy of Sarei Meinu, Yoideya Hashem Yemei Semimim. That the life of Sarah is called days of Tmimus. That you see that there's a concept called Yemei Samimim, wholesome days. That Hashem says, Yodea Hashem Yemei Samimim. What does it mean that Hashem knows? Hashem knows everything. Yodea Hashem Yemei Samimim. Yodea is a lashon of Ahava, of Iskashras. Vayeda Adam is Chava Ishtai. Yodea Hashem Yemei Samimim means that Hashem loves and He has an affection for the days of Tmimus. And the Jewish calendar, what are the Yemei Samimim? They're the days of the Sfiras HaOmer. That every day, Hayoyim Yoyim Ba'Omer, Hayoyim Yoyim Ba'Omer, every day is called Yemei Samimim. And that brings us to Matan Torah. Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim, after 50 days we come. We're ready to receive Torah. And about Kabbalah Torah, the Gemara tells us on Shabbos Daf Peches, the defining moment of Kabbalah Torah was the moment of Na'aseh V'Nishma. Somebody wanted to aggravate Rava, the Gemara says. He saw that Rava was learning Torah. He was sitting on his feet, on his fingers. He was squeezing them. The blood was pouring out from his hands. And he didn't think about it, didn't notice it. And he said, the Jewish people are in an Am of Psiza. That you're very hasty people, he said as an insult to Rava. He says that you put your mouth before your ears. He says, you said Na'aseh V'Nishma. How could you accept to perform all the mitzvahs of Torah before you know what they are? You're very hasty. What's Rava's answer? Anan disagina v'shleimusa. That we have very much shleimus, which is tmimus. Ksiv bo, it says about us, tumas yesharim tanchem. That Hashem leads them. He leads those who are yashar. Tumas yesharim tanchem. He guides them with the tmimus. The Jewish people have that tmimus. This tells us that of all the kelim that Bnei Yisrael should have, perhaps could have used in order to receive Torah at that moment, it was only when Bnei Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma, which is an act of tmimus, that they were tamim with Hashem Yisbarach, that Hashem said, "Mi gila lebonai razeh?" Who taught them this secret of Na'aseh V'Nishma? Who revealed to them the quality of this tmimus? In truth, it's really not a kasha. What's the word? Rhetorical question? Hashem Yisbarach wasn't asking who taught them. You know who taught them? Hashem Yisbarach himself taught them. Because he was just preparing them for this moment of tmimus, of Kabbalah Satzairah. He said to them when they left Yitzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach, "Oh, look at this gevaldik tmimus which you have." And then he taught them to say Sfiras HaOmer in the Midbar. It's Machlekes, Rishonim, Achronim, whether the Jewish people actually counted Sfiras HaOmer. But these were certainly days of tmimus, that they were eating man. That when the Jewish people ate that man, they were zeichet to that man every day because of their tmimus. There were certainly days of Yimei Tmimim. Hashem says, "Mi gila lebanai razeh." Who taught them? You taught them. But in his humility, the Rebbe Shlomo says, "Mi gila labanai raza," as if to give them the credit. But Hashem takes all the credit for that. He was conditioning behind the scenes his children like a father. He wants that his son should feel really good, should feel built up, have a healthy self-esteem, should really know who he is. So the father doesn't want to be mashpein away to the child that he swallows him up. He wants to bring him up in a way that he doesn't mind hiding behind the scenes so that the child should feel good. That would be his biggest hatzlacha. It's not a big hatzlacha when the father overpowers the child and he has to live in his father's shadow. That's not a hatzlacha. He wants that the child should be himself. He should know who he is. He should be healthy, physically, spiritually, emotionally. That's what the father wants to do. So he wants to give Bnei Yisrael the credit. Mi gila labanai razeh, gvaldik. Hashem takes all the credit for that. We have to give him the credit for that. That's Pshat and Pazak. Tamim Tihya Im Hashem Elokecha. Parshas Shoftim. Moshe's final words to Bnei Yisrael. Pshat is Tamim Tihya, if you will be Tam, Im Hashem Elokecha. It's because it comes from Hashem. So therefore, Rabbi, say what we have here is a marvelous journey beginning on the night of Pesach, where Bnei Yisrael left, as Eliyahu Navi tells us in Tanad of Eliyahu, that Bnei Yisrael left and they were called Tmimei Derech. The journey on this Derech of Tmimos Tihyana, of the Dimei HaOmer, to come to Kabbalah Satayra, to receive Taira from that place of Tmimos, Tumas, Yishar, and Tamchem, Nasa, and Nishma. From Tmimos to Tmimos to Tmimos. It's interesting that in Sefer Vayikra, which is a Sefer which we read throughout the entire process of Sefirot HaOmer, the word Tamim comes up a lot in this Sedra. Anybody know why? Where do we find the word Tamim so frequently in this Sedra? Huh? It comes up once in this week's Parashah Bahar, we'll get to that. But, no, that's Tamim Tiyem, Parashah. Huh? That's true. That's Badalulov. However, in the Sedra of Vayikra, there's a common theme. It speaks about the Karbanos. And about the Karbanos, it says many times, Kevis Tamim, Ayel Tamim. It says 13 times in Sefer Vayikra the word Tamim, which is very unusual. It's many more times in Sefer Vayikra than the entire rest of the Torah. Tamim, 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 Tamim. Karbanos have to be Tamim. Every Jew has to see himself as that karban. And this week's parasha, Parashas Bahar, is a very famous vort from Reb Zusha from Hanapoli, quoted in the Sefer Naim HaLimelech by his brother, of which this vort, the Chiddush Harim said, that the Olam thinks that Reb Zusha was just a big tzaddik, but he was an Am Haaretz. He says, you see from this vort of Reb Zusha that he was also a big Talmid Chacham and a big Lamed. This is what Reb Zusha says. The Torah tells us, and again, it was Kedai, if you haven't heard this word from Zusha, just to come to hear this word from Zusha makes the whole shir Kedai. V'chisoymru ma'noichel b'ashan ha'shviyas. If you will say, in the seventh year, the year of Shemitah, hein lo nizav lo nesav esvil seinu. We are not going to plant this year. We're not going to harvest this year. V'tzivisiyas b'rchasi lachem, Hashem says. Don't worry. I'm going to command my bracha upon you. B'ashana hashishis in the sixth year, that you're going to have enough tefuah for 3 years. Very interesting. The Torah has a havamina. V'chisoymru. And if you shall say about the seventh year, what will we eat? What is this? So says the Nevi Elimelech, B'shem Achi HaChasid HaMafursam, which is Reb Zusha. V'yesh ledatik, hayoz shehatayra yatsa mikan midarcha. Being that the Torah went out of its normal course over here, shederech hakrodech lev eze yisr l'ashem apasak afilo esachas, the Torah doesn't spare him in a word or a letter. V'yedizim etoras kamakushyos. And with every single letter, a lack of letter, the Torah is able to answer many questions we have. Where does the Torah ever put in a question? Here's the kasha. He could have just said that Hashem says, I will command you bracha in these years. Nobody will ask, what will we eat? Reb Zusha's kasha. V'nira she'Hashem yizborach baruch hu k'shebara esa olam yishpiyo mituva tzinoros moishchem shafa l'tzach v'ani adam. Hashem created tzinoros. Tzinor. English. What's the English of tzinor? Channels. What? Pipes. Channels. That are to be moishchem shafa to people. V'derech ha'shefa shel hafsikla. In a way that it should never stop. If a person falls from his madriga, and he loses his bitachon in Hashem Yisbarach, hamashgiach amiti, the one who is truly mashgiach, hazan, umefarnes, berevach b'li hafsek klal, he's always constantly giving b'shefa. Oz oisah ha'adam ubimachshavta yehi, with that thought, ashalom etahuha, that is not pure, he's poigim chalila b'lam asalyonim, he causes a pagam in the higher worlds, umasiyashin, to weaken the strength of Hashem's giving in the higher places. It can cause the shefa running down these channels to stop. Hashem will need to command the shefa to come down again. Again, when a person thinks these things, he says these things, he pushes the pause button. Maybe Hashem won't. Bing, you hit the button. Maybe Hashem won't. It's always coming down. So what does Hashem do? Don't worry, I love you so much. Hashem is metzava mechadash hashefa. He pushes the play button again. Shetelech kama mitchila sabriya, that it should run again smoothly like it did before. V'zehu, this is the pshat pasuk. V'chi soimer, and if you shall say, that the Torah is teaching you the darchi Hashem, that you should be shalom in your bitachon in Hashem, v'lo yomer klal manoicha. Don't ask this question. Because if you do ask the question, you say, Mayuchli, you'll be poigim in the tzinoiris, and Hashem says, I'll have to be mitzave again. That's pshat. V'oz tachricho eisi, Hashem says, you're going to bother me, kivyocho. V'tzivisi es bechasi, I'll have to command it to come down again. Eloloisis nahu gukach, don't go like that. V'tiftachu v'Hashem b'chol avavchem. Have bitochan in the Baruch Shalom. V'oz teilich ha-shefa v'lihafse klal tami lo yechse kol bo. You won't lack anything if you go b'shefa. V'tzmimus, you have that shefa. And this pasuk itself, in the parasha itself, leading up to Kabbalah Satayra, in fact, it's called Bahar. It's called Bahar Sinai. Bahar Sinai Lemur. You have this lesson from Reb Zusha, such a powerful vort, about the mid of Tmimas and not to question the ways of Hashem Yisbarach. That wholesome shleimistic emunah bitachon in Hashem. I find it interesting that V'chisoymu manoichal, this agaburcha, that this is like a pagam in Emunah. Ma noichal is like the question of the Rasha. Ma avoida zeis lachem. Ma noichal. It's putting him in the Emunah. It's merum is here as well, because if you take the words soimru ma noichal, the last letter of soimru is a vav. And then there's the word ma. And then there's the word noichal. Noichal begins with the word, the letters nun aleph. So the last letter of semi was a vav. Then there's the word ma. And then there's the word noichal, nun aleph. What do you have there? Huh? Emunah. You have a broken up emunah. That's what you have. Chopped up. Because when you say v'chisemu ma noichal, you're chopping up your emunah. Coming back to our question, you have Chachma and you have Tmimas, you have the Ben Cham and you have the Ben Tam. You know, in Rafshitz, the Rafshitz Rebbe, Zchus Yagen Aleinu, is a Taman of the Naim Elimelech. He said about himself that he was the biggest Chacham in the generation. In fact, he instructed that on his grave, it should say about him, in the praises of him, that he was Yachid Bedoirai B'Chachmas HaElokis. There was nobody in the generation who knew Chachmas Hashem like him. You have to understand a little bit the Rafshitz, the way of Rafshitz. Everything was a big concealment. So Rav Shitzer were known to be very big chachamim. So the Chazer from Lublin, who was a chaver, really like a chaver Rebbe of the Rav Shitzer, considered him a Rebbe as well. And the Chazer once said to the Rav Shitzer, he says, if you're such a chacham, and chacham is so special, why does the Torah say Tamim Tihiyah Hashem Elokecha? Shouldn't it say Chacham Tihiyah Hashem Elokecha? It's a good question. So the Rav Shitzer said as follows. It says, in order to be a Tam, a true Tam, you have to be a big Chacham. It's a very deep word what that means. It doesn't mean to say that in order to be a Tam, you have to be a big Chacham. Rabbi Nachman says that I'll prove to you that what Hashem wants from the Jewish people is Tmimas and not Chachma. Because Hashem created a world of billions of people. And how many leave this world as big Chachamim? Very few. That means to say that only a few people are Matzliach in this world and the majority of them are failing? That was the bar that Hashem made, that we all have to be big Chachamim in this world? Can't be so. It must be that Hashem is giving a task that everybody could do. Shava b'chol nefesh. B'nareinu, b'zkeneinu, taf v'nashem. You can't expect them to be chachamim. It must be that Hashem wants tmimas. Tamim tiyah Hashem alakecha. But to be a big, deep tam, the oimik of the tmimas. And in order to come to the realization of what Hashem wants tmimas, you have to be a big chacham. We would mamish be lost in this world trying to figure out how to serve Hashem properly if not for the tzaddikim. Without the Torah, we'd certainly be lost. But without Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Rishonim, and the Achronim, and the Talmidim of the Baal Shem and other great tzaddikim, up until this day, we would mamish be lost. Every generation, the Satan works very hard to distract us from that derech which brings us to Kabbalah Satayra, to understand the oimek ha-mechuvan, what Hashem wants from us with that giving of Torah. Even after Torah has been revealed, and we know a little bit about the Tachlis, every generation there's new challenges which try to divert us from that path and try not to see the Torah clearly and properly. The tzaddikim set it straight. They tell us, tzmimus. Tzmimus from Pesach, tzmimus on the derech, and tzmimus when you come to the foot of the mountain, tzmimus. We need the chachma to remember and to know that's what Hashem wants is tzmimus, and not to forget that. And you know what? We're going to need this tzmimus, because right after Shavuos, where we're zeichet to that tzmimus, we're going to fall into very dark times. Shavuos is the highest point of the entire year, the Arizal says. And after that, you fall. And where do you fall into? Tammuz and Av, the lowest parts. Tammuz and Av means churban beis hamikdash. Means personal churbanas. It means Holocaust. All the kashas in the Ribbono Shel Olam take place in Tammuz and Av. Where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? How is the Tashkacha? Where's the goodness in this? A big chacham will not survive Tammuz and Av. He will not make it through. Because there's no way al pisecha you can understand how it is that the chosen nation, that Hashem took them out of its time, He gave them the Torah, He built the Beis HaMikdash, and then He just totally destroyed them and wiped them out. And then again, He brought them back to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he knocked them down again. And then the Holocaust, who can explain this? Is there any chacham who can explain the ways of Hashem? That if you're going with Chachma, and that's your Mahalach, you will fall out. You will be knocked off this derech when you come to Tammuz and Av. So not only is Tmimus a way of coming to Matan Torah to be Mekabel Torah, but it's a Hachana for the days of Tammuz and Av. And only if you have that Tmimus and you don't ask questions, you're not Maharach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, will you be able to make it to the Valley of Death, the Gates of Moves. This is what we're striving for during these days. Tmimus. Elio Navi is a very appropriate teacher for this because we think that the Rebbe teaches the Talmud more than the Talmud teaches the Rebbe. The Chazal tell us again, "V'talmida yoyse mikulam," that the Rebbe learns from his Talmud more than anybody. Then we think the real givers are the Rebbe's to the Talmidim, but the Talmidim give more to the Rebbe. How so? Talmida yoyse mikulam. Because the Rebbe represents Chachma, and the Talmud represents that Tzmimus. And whereas the Rebbe is teaching the Talmud that Chachma, the Rebbe is learning from his Talmud the Midah of Tzmimus. And that's Talmidai Yoyse Mikulam. Talmid is always called Yeler Tam. He learns from that Talmud the Midah of Tzmimus. Or Doli Tam. It could be Doile. You bring up like a well. Your Doile Umashka. The Midah of Tmimas. Mitalmidai. Yoiser. Mikulam. And that's what Elio Navi tells us. Elio Navi is the Malach of Eheshi Levanim. Levavos Albanim. Levanim Alavaisam. That not only is the Av Mashpi on the Ben, but the Ben is Mashpi on the Av. But which Ben, Mikola Arabanim, is Mashpi on the father? Why does the father have such a chavivus for his son, who's the Ben Tam? Because he's makabel from him. That's why Hashem had such a nachas ruach from David HaMelech. He says to David HaMelech, "Bini Ata, you are my child." Hashem has many children. Why is David called Bini Ata? Because David HaMelech is the one that is koiveya for us. Ve'ehi tami mimai. Many times in Tehillim, David speaks about tmimus. Ashrei tmimei derech. That he had the chachma to perceive that tmimus is the ikar, and with that to give hope to every single Jew that the more tmimus we are, the more chen we find in the eyes of Hashem. We don't have to be big chachamim. Hashem wants tmimus from the Jewish people. It's not something which is a very popular endeavor to try to work on tmimus. But this is what the tzaddikim are teaching us. And that's why by the chassidish tzaddikim especially, that although by many of the mekubalim and the great tzaddikim, they found it appropriate to be parish and muvdo from Olam Hazeh and from the company of other people, the teachings of the Vashem taught mamish the opposite, that the Rebbe has to be mamish in the middle of the chevra. That he has to be, that through osmosis and being with them, he'll be mekabel that tzmimus. That's where he wants to be. He wants to be with the tmimus of people. That's why the Baal Shem Tov spent so much time teaching the Amoratim, the tmimus. He saw the beauty of the tmimus of the Jewish nation. Anan, the Sagina Bishlemusa, we have plenty of shlemus, plenty of tmimus to go around. So Hashem should help us that as we walk in the final few days on this journey to Kabbalah Satayra, we should be zaycha, to become more imbued with this midah of tmimus, that with that tmimei derech from which we left Mitzrayim, that when we say and we say Lili Shem Yichur and the Ribbono Shel Olam and we speak about Tmimus Tiyana, we should realize that we're speaking about ourselves. I'll just say one other remez agav, that there's Yayin and there's Mayim. Yayin and Mayim. Yayin represents Chachma. You have to have a fine taste for Yayin. Nichnas Nayin Yetzei Sod. And Mayim is Tmimus. Yayin and Mayim. That's why we say Tamima is Tihiyana. That within the word Tihiyana is the Osios Yayin, and within the word Tamimos is the word Mayim. Tamim is from the word Mayim. Mayim tough. Tamimos is like water, and Yayin is like Chachma. If I ask you, what is more important, Mayim or Yayin? Which tastes better? Yayin tastes much better if you have the palate for it. But can you live off of Yayin? You can't live off of Yayin. It tastes great. It's a nice way to start a Suda and to end a Suda, a nice dessert wine, Geschmack. Right? But that's not your staple. You can't live off of Yayin. There's one day in the Jewish calendar called Purim where you can go crazy on Yayin. But that's Yoytzim in a cloud. This, the day in, day out is Lechem and Mayim. Lechem and Mayim. Lechem and Mayim. Mayim. That's called the Tmimus. That although the Chachma may taste better, the Yayin may be sweeter, but there's no life without Mayim. Mayim is the Ikar, Tmimus is the Ikar. It's called Tmimus Tihiyana. That's the proper balance between the Yayin and the Mayim. To be more Mayim than Yayin. Hashem should help us that as we come up to that day of Kabbalah Satayr, we makabal that Mayim, makabal that Yayin. Hashem should help us to be Zeiche, to be rich, the Midah of Tmimus, Tumas, Rishayim, Tamchem. We should be Zeiche to a meaningful Kabbalah Satayr, a Torah Chadasha, Me'iti Teitzi, Be'bi'eskoyel Tzedek, Me'er, Me'enu, Amen. Amen.